This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will COVID booster shots begin soon? We're a little closer now that the FDA has approved booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for those at high risk. But that's not the end of the story. The AP's Jackie Quinn with what's next.
Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control are continuing a two-day meeting to make specific recommendations on who will receive Pfizer booster shots and when that should be. It follows final authorization from the FDA, which decided to limit boosters to seniors 65 and older and those with underlying conditions or jobs that put them at risk of severe COVID illness, a much smaller group than what the White House had envisioned. Not everyone on the CDC panel even agrees there should be a third shot of the Pfizer vaccination.
Several flights a day are now carrying Haitian immigrants back home, says a U.S. official from a makeshift camp in the border town of Del Rio, Texas. Wade McMullen is with the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Organization. He's worrying about conditions at that border camp.
People are sleeping on the dirt in a makeshift shelter. People are having to cross back into Mexico to purchase food and bring it back to the camps for people that are hungry. It's a terrifying situation for a lot of people down there right now.
U.S. officials say many of the thousands of Haitian migrants are being released in the U.S. with notices to appear in immigration court or at an immigration office. Senate negotiators say bipartisan congressional talks on overhauling policing practices have ended without agreement. The search will be back on this morning at a Florida wilderness park for the boyfriend of Gabby Petito, the young woman who authorities say was killed while on a cross-country trip with him. Her body was found in Wyoming. The coroner says it was homicide. The Dow gained 338 points yesterday. This is AP News. President Biden is pressing fellow Democrats to resolve a party split on that $3.5 trillion Build Back Better plan. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with what this is all about.
With the clock ticking toward a Monday deadline, President Joe Biden pressed congressional Democrats Wednesday to come up with a final framework for his centerpiece $3.5 trillion Build Back Better agenda. Biden met with more than 20 lawmakers at the White House as meetings stretched into the evening. Monday is the deadline set by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a vote on the smaller $1 trillion public works measure already approved by the Senate. But progressive Democrats are threatening to withhold their votes unless it's linked to the bigger package. After meeting with Biden, Pelosi told reporters,
"We're on schedule, let's put it that way."
Meanwhile, September 30th is the deadline to keep the government funded and to suspend the federal debt limit to avert a government shutdown and a U.S. default. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.